Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, before we get some of these matchups for the weekend, I want to talk a little bit about this news coming in about the transfer portal. It's a good move, all right? And if you didn't notice this yesterday, let me get you guys in the loop here. Basically, the administrative committee voted Tuesday to adopt the proposed dates of January 2nd through the 16th as the new transfer portal window for all FBS and FCS players starting in 2026. Caveats to that, if you play in the national title game 5 days after that to be able to make that decision, I don't think anybody's going to have an argument against that. Maybe some of the players, but I think the way I look at it, coaches want to be able to get their roster set. I find value, like, to know who's playing for my team in the long run. I don't need multiple everything else crazy happening. I think the biggest one, though, that came out in this, and I don't know if you noticed this part of it, Bo. After a coach is fired, it used to be a 30-day window. We've seen that happen with UCLA, Virginia Tech, some other programs around the country this year. Now what they're going to do is they're going to move to a system where after the new coach is hired, 5 days after the new coach is hired, the window opens for some of these teams with coaching changes. What do you think?
This is so well done that it's almost like the NCAA had nothing to do with it.
I agree. That's a great way to put it.
I mean, that's all I can say.
I
think it's as well done and it's well thought out. And you can tell that the coaches had a lot of input in this.
Yes.
You can tell that probably ADs had a lot of input and not school presidents.
Yeah.
And not bureaucrats, because that's what I'm going to call them now, bureaucrats at the NCAA. NCAA is nothing but almost a bureaucracy ran. But, it's almost run. It's so inefficient. It's like the government is running it. So I think this is so well done. I love it. I love everything this is. This needs to go ahead and pass officially. I know that it's got one more vote or something, I think I read, or something like that. Maybe I misread that. But it's got one more. I want to see. They voted on Tuesday, but then there's another vote on Wednesday to ratify, I think, it or whatever. But this is so well done. I'm absolutely blown away with how. And you know what? Like, you and I had this conversation a couple of months ago about it, and we were kind of disagreeing on when we wanted the window to be. And then I talked to Rusty, and then you and I had the conversation again, and you got me leaning in. But I feel like they took kind of some of the things that we all wanted and said, hey, let's make everybody happy.
Yeah, there's always the law of unintended consequences, and I keep trying to figure out what that is, and I can't. I can't poke holes in it, and I think that's a hat tip to how good this actually feels like it came out. Now, will it be frustrating, I think, when, a new coach is hired, and after that five-day window was up, you have 40 guys at the portal? Sure, but at least you have the 5 days, if you're the new head coach, to be able to meet with these guys and figure out what exactly they're looking for and to at least lay out a plan to try to keep them around. Otherwise, it was never even a thing, and you never even had the opportunity to be able to do that. Bunch of college football games coming up this weekend. Obviously, there's some rivalry matchups. Auburn and Georgia is a rivalry game. Before we get to that one, do want to talk a little bit about John Mateer, the Oklahoma quarterback. Looks like he could possibly be back into the fold this weekend, according to ESPN. He's pushing for return for Saturday's game against Texas. I'm going to be real with you, and I know you watch this one very closely and have not had the opportunity to weigh in. I'm not sure they need him to beat Texas.
They do.
I'm not sure that they even need the guy to go out. I mean, obviously, he's a game changer and was a Heisman frontrunner, but, dude, Texas is bad.
Texas can't run the football. They can't block. Florida's defensive line had 3 sacks going into the game against Texas. 3 all year.
Yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. Here's the thing. Whatever you think about Florida, defensively, they're a top 10 team in the country at every level. Other than actually bringing the quarterback down, they've been very good. Oklahoma is probably better defensively than Florida. If not better, they're right there. So they still need him, though, because you got the reason Florida beat Texas. You ready for this?
I can't wait to hear what you're about to say.
Dallas Wilson.
Oh, yeah. We talked about him yesterday.
Here's the deal.
Dog.
Dallas Wilson, many thought, wasn't even the best Wilson at wide receiver because everybody loved Trey. But Trey can't stay healthy. He might not be, though. He's not the most impactful receiver they had. Vernell Brown is. Vernell Brown's been the best player offensively for Florida, not named, what's my running back? His name, boom, right out of my head, but Jaden Ball.
Yeah.
Jaden Ball is the best player offensively for Florida. But Lagway was so much better, and he was better for a couple of reasons. For one, Vernell Brown had help on the outside, and Dallas Wilson stepped up and made some big plays.
He looked like a man amongst boys.
Holy.
Which I did not expect anybody to be able to look like a man amongst boys. I thought Texas' defense was going to be the best unit in the nation.
They are one of the better
They're
units.
They're very good. Like you said, but I mean, it was very clear that he was a good player.
Which when one team that's really held Jeremiah Smith in wraps, and it's been Texas' defense, they've done it twice. They did it in the semifinal for the most part, and they did it for the most part in that game in Columbus week one. But they can create pressure. But Arch, let me tell you something, Arch Manning's close. Whatever you want to say, you don't say, he made some big
That game was not on Arch Manning. Manning watched it. His offensive line was getting destroyed.
Yeah. And if you listen to the broadcast, I know you were in Tuscaloosa,
yes.
Which, by the way,
dang.
Really cool. I'm so happy you got to do that. I was thinking about you. I had that TV, that game on the silent TV, as I call it.
Yeah.
The second TV. And that was a really good game.
Great game.
Looked like Alabama kind of controlled the line of scrimmage in the second half, kind of got their way a little bit more.
Yeah, they did.
But I think Arch's pressure was on him so much all day that his clock sped up and he started to miss things late. He was better out of the pocket than in the pocket in that game.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one, man. I do think that he's catching strays. For anybody that's not paying close attention, you just look at it, Sarkisian. And everything else going on, and you just think Arch keeps thinking. I just don't think it's all on him. So
it's not. They can't block, and they can't run the football efficiently right now.
They look like they're a team full of guys that are, you know, being very picky and choosy about when they want to play hard. That's all.
I think Archie Manning was right about Arch Manning coming back for his senior year.
Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. I do want to get into a couple of these games. I asked you going into break because I want you to weigh in on this. Obviously, I veer towards Alabama. A lot of people listening veer towards Georgia. More likely to be an upset this weekend. Alabama at Mizzou or Georgia at Auburn. These spreads are all kind of bouncing around the same number. It's been right at 3, 3.5, that kind of total.
Okay, so I can do this a multitude of ways. I think Alabama right now might be playing as good as anybody in the country. And you need to check yourself if you think, well, they struggled against Vanderbilt because Vanderbilt's going to be an 8 win. Vanderbilt will win at least 8 games, and they'll be in a decent bowl, whatever you define that as is these days. But I would say Alabama. And the reason is Kirby Smart doesn't lose games against teams that he shouldn't lose games to.
Couldn't agree
more. And you can say, well, they shouldn't have lost to Alabama. Dude, Alabama's pretty freaking good. And they came into a team that was filling themselves. You didn't really know what Gus Malzahn and the Castellanos kind of thing was going to be. It was the first game. It was at Doak Campbell. That was not an easy environment. There was a lot of – they were missing Jam Miller. You can go through the list. But I would always say that Kalen DeBoer has got to win games on the road.
Yes, he does.
In the SEC.
No doubt.
Although Mizzou is – 14th ranked team in the country.
I was
right
going to say, I don't know that I would even categorize this one. If Bama were to lose, I'm not going to throw this in the category that you would have last year thrown in Oklahoma when Bama lost to them or whoever else it was along the way. Like, Mizzou's a very good football
team. Can we say the Vanderbilt loss last year is not near as bad right now as it looked last year?
1,000%. 1,000%.
I'm also going to tell you that Ty Simpson's a better college quarterback than Jalen Milroe.
There's no doubt about that. No doubt about that. As a matter of fact, he keeps climbing up Heisman boards. I do find it interesting that the spread is very similar because I don't think Missouri I don't think Auburn's as good as Missouri. The Auburn-Georgia game to me will be about, can Jackson Arnold or will Jackson Arnold hold the ball long enough for Georgia's pass rush to get home? Like, I think that's the biggest question. Jackson Arnold loves to burp the baby in the backfield. He loves to survey his options. And Georgia has not been good rushing the passer with their front four. So which one actually lands? Is he going to hold it long enough for Georgia to get home? I would say that the answer to that is yes.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes.
I heard you talking about how that Texas-Florida game was one you thought could upset the apple cart in the SEC.
Yeah,
remember we talked preview. About it, but yep. You brought it up, and you felt like you were wrong, although I think you're still right about that. But can we mention another one?
Go ahead.
I think it's 7 o'clock kick down at Kyle Field.
Oh, God.
Texas call. A&M, Florida.
Yeah.
Because here's the deal. A&M played Notre Dame. Both offenses run amok. Has A&M played a defense as good as Florida's yet? Dallas Wilson changed Florida's offense? Because I was sitting there with Pork Chop. We're watching the game. Watching Florida-Texas. And I know it's a lot of Florida talk, but this is actually Texas A&M talk. And I told her, I said, that Florida was having great success against Texas's defense on first down running the football. And they kept creeping that safety down. And I told Porto, I said, hey, pay attention, Mel, because they're creeping that safety down in the box. It's shot time. They're going to take a shot. And they did with Vernell Brown. And Lagway didn't even throw an accurate. I mean, he just threw it up for grabs. Yeah. Vernell Brown climbed the ladder, went and got it. But Florida can run the football, and they can stop the run. That could be big. Marcel Reed's first start. Came against, he wasn't ready yet, but it came against Florida and Gainesville last year. I think that game, because that's the teams leading the board right now in the SEC are Ole Miss and A&M. Alabama's there at 2-0 in the conference, but those two teams right now, 4-5 in the country,
yeah.
That's a huge game.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. There's a lot of those kind of mid-tier SEC games, and I say mid-tier. I don't think there's elite teams in the SEC right now. I think there's a lot of really good teams in the SEC. So
I don't know if there's an elite team in the country.
Yeah,
I think there's some false prophets out there too.
We're going to talk about college football a little bit later on, probably coming up at 7:40. I got a couple of questions for you to throw in there, and which one Wednesday as well. So that will be a lot of fun. We are going to talk about Falcons. We come back on the other side of the break, though. We've been asking the question all week, and we're going to ask the question continuing all week. How do the Falcons stop Josh Allen? Well, yesterday, the man you want to pay attention to, Caden Ellis, he stepped up to the microphone. You'll hear that on the other side of the break on the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.